Well, I got a question for you. All these people I hugged this morning, and nobody noticed I had two different earrings on. You did? You noticed? Well, there's a reason for this. They're actually not different. They're really not. Here's why. This one is a piece of coal. From West Virginia, of course. That is a piece of coal in my earring. The other one is a diamond. And now you may say they look really different, but I guarantee you they're not. This one is exactly the same as that one. Do you believe me?
Yeah. They all believe you.
I'm so trustworthy.
No, I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
I don't believe it.
They are. Thank you, Karen. They are. This one, if I molded it, remember we just sang Mold Me and Make Me? That was a good song this morning, because if I molded this with 2,000 degrees of heat and a ton of pressure, which I probably couldn't do with my fingers, but if I did, it would now look like this. That's all it takes to make a piece of coal into a diamond. 2,000 degrees of heat and a ton of pressure. And if I could do that, I could make more of these. As long as I had this, I could make this. And that is what God does. God takes us, who are no more than a little piece of coal, which maybe heats our house. Some people have coal to heat their house. He takes us, calls us coal, molds us, shapes us, uses trials, tribulations, tests, 2,000 pounds of heat sometimes, 2,000 degrees. Doesn't our days sometimes feel like we've got 2,000 degrees of heat on us? It does, doesn't it? And pressure, you ever feel that in your shoulders and your neck? Yeah, the pressure that we have with everyday life sometimes, just the tribulations that we feel like we're under, those tests, those tribulations, those are what causes us to become diamonds for God. The diamonds that God promises, see, I actually have another set just like that. There's another set just like that in there. But God says in the book of James, I love James. I did a Bible study on the book of James. 5 little chapters. So much stuff in there. So much. I want to do that here sometime. But in the book of James, the 1st chapter, verse 12, it says, God blesses the people who patiently endure testing. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him. You see, God takes us that piece of coal. He calls us all to be coal. And through the tests and the trials and the tribulations that we have on this earth, He turns us into diamonds and gives us the crown of life, everlasting with Him. And that's what we should all aspire to be, because the tests that we have here on earth, the trials, the tribulations, the things that we go through are just the pressure of God and the heat of God turning us and molding us into those diamonds to give us those, that crown of life that God has promised us. The book of James says we should have joy in the trials and tribulations. That is so hard to do, to have joy in those tests, but it's because He promises us the crown of life. Amen. Someday we will all be diamonds. Bigger diamonds than those little ones. Let's have a word. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for the diamonds. We thank You that we're the coal that You can mold and melt and shape and make us into the diamonds for You. We ask that You send us out to help all of those others that are coal to become diamonds, that we may celebrate with the crown of life in heaven with You forever. In Jesus' name, amen.